On today's MVP Baseball, we talk about everything in the MLB playoffs. We talk about if the Dodgers stole back control of this series, even though it is 2-1 in favor of the Braves. We talk about the Rays and the Astros series. And we're also going to talk about Rob Manfred and just basically a commissioner review. We're going to talk about his scheduling of the games, and that should be a really interesting conversation. But first, without further ado, let's get started. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden, and I'll be joined shortly by our three co-hosts, Jaime, Mason, and Carson. But first, we have the high-speed MLB game recap. Next, we go to Texas, where the Braves are taking on the Dodgers. In Game 2 of this best-of-7 NLCS, Tony Gonsolin on the mound for the Dodgers. Ian Anderson, the rookie phenom, on the hill for the Braves. Top of the fourth, the future National League MVP, Freddie Freeman, hits a two-run jack, which gives the Braves the early advantage. Top of the fifth, the Braves put up four, take a 6-0 lead in this game. Top of the seventh, Dansby Swanson doubles. Travis d'Arnaud scores to give the Braves a 7-0 lead. Bottom of the seventh, Corey Seager hits a three-run homer, giving the Dodgers a little bit of life in this game. Top of the ninth, Ozzie Albies continues his good postseason run with a solo homer to center field. Bottom of the ninth, the Dodgers come storming back. They put up three, make it very interesting with the tying run on third and Cody Bellinger, but end up losing this game, and the Braves take a surprising, for most of us, 2-0 lead in this best-of-seven series. We go to San Diego, where the Rays are taking on the Astros in Game 3 at Petco Park. Ryan Yarbrough against Jose Urquidy. Bottom of the first, Jose Altuve hits a face-high pitch to left field, and it is a homer, which gives the Astros the early advantage in this ball game. Then we go to the top of the sixth, where the Rays take control of the game, putting up a five spot in the top of the sixth. Bottom of the sixth, Michael Brantley hits a homer, but that will not be enough for the Astros as they go down 3-0 and the Rays take a 3-0 advantage in this best of seven ALCS. We go to Game 3 between the Dodgers and the Braves, where the Braves have a 2-0 series advantage. Kyle Wright on the mound for the Braves. Julio Urias on the mound for the Dodgers. The Dodgers put up 11 in the first with big homers from Jock Peterson, Edwin Rios, and Max Muncy. Bellinger homers in the second to give the Dodgers a 12-0 lead. Top of the third, the Dodgers put up another three runs, which gives them a 15-0 lead in the third, and that pretty much ends this contest. And the Dodgers make the series 2-1 in favor of the Braves with a big Game 4 coming up today. We go to Game 4 between the Astros and the Rays. Greinke on the hill for the Astros. Glasnow on the hill for the Rays. Games played at Petco Park. Astros are technically the home team. It doesn't fucking matter. All that matters is Jose Altuve homers in the bottom of the first, gives the Astros the lead. Speaking of Altuve, he's made some errors in this series. Picked it up in this game, really helped them. And then the bottom of the third, he doubled, and Martin Maldonado scored, gave the Astros a 2-0 lead. The best player in baseball in the last few weeks, Randy Arozarena, homered again, 2-1 homer, to tie the game. Bottom of the fifth, George Springer, who has played pretty good in the playoffs, not great in this series, gets a two-run homer. Martin Maldonado scores again. He was big for them, scoring two runs. Astros take a 4-2 lead. Top of the ninth, Rays rallying. Adames doubles to deep left center. Wendell scores. That makes this very interesting. Wild pitch, Adames to third. Tying run on third. Rays end up hitting a line out, which ends this game. Makes the series 3-1 in favor of the Rays. Greinke went 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs. Glasnow went 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 earned runs. My three co-hosts. Hi, Mason and Carson.
Hi.
We're going to talk about the last 2 days of playoff games. 4 games total. We're going to start with the Braves-Dodgers game 2. Tony Gonsolin ended up pitching for the Dodgers because Kershaw was a late scratch. And Ian Anderson pitched great for the Braves yet again. Dodgers came storming back in the ninth, but wasn't enough. Jaime, were you surprised to see the Braves take a 2-0 lead over the favorites?
Nah. Oh, I gotta explain why. Oh, yeah, because I don't like the Dodgers, so I picked the Braves. I'm not surprised, especially for the
first. That just shows your bullshit bias.
Yeah, my bias. I know we're supposed to be unbiased. So let's get straight to the point here. The Dodgers bullpen, they're consistently one of the best in the regular season. They turn to the Washington Nationals in the postseason like every year. Game one, who was it? Blake Treinen?
Yeah,
his ERA is 81. He gave 4 runs.
81? God damn.
Well, we're going to talk about Kyle Wright. Right. We're going to talk about Kyle Wright in a little bit, but moving on. Game two was pretty. Game two was pretty good.
Yeah.
Game two was really good, all especially right. The end. It really looked like a blowout. It was like 8-1. Then Ozzie Albies lost all his fielding abilities. I thought if they lost, he would have got executed on the road. Cody Bellinger actually like remembered how to play baseball, which is a good thing. That's it.
Yeah. All right. I'll just ask the same thing to Mason. Go ahead.
I had Ian Anderson having the Braves' last good pitching stint, and so far it looks like I called it.
I think we all did.
Well, everyone copies me as usual, but we won't get into that. Yeah, Anderson just continues to do his playoff stuff. One hit through four. And Matt Zek came in and pitched two. Blah, blah, blah. O'Day only got one out. He gave up a couple runs. Josh Tomlin, I think he did good for like 1 year. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways. MV Freeman. Of course. What do you expect him to do? Like, oh, yeah, Albies again with another homer. And they almost blew that lead. The game ended with a run around third. I honestly thought Pollock was going to get a hit, but former D-back, so he didn't.
He's a rat, too.
He's a former D-back. That's all you need to know.
AKA the rat.
Former D-back.
All right, so I take it you're done.
The rat.
Yes, we get the point. We get the goddamn point. Carson, were you surprised to see the Braves take a 2-0 lead?
For you, Jamie.
Were you surprised to see the Braves take a 2-0 lead yesterday?
2 days ago by the time this gets
posted. I wasn't really surprised because they have two. They had two of their best pitchers pitching. I was surprised on Monday because Buehler was pitching. Well, yeah, they had Fried, but
Buehler hasn't done great this year in the regular season, did he?
He did good.
I don't even know his stats. I don't fucking know.
Do I need to pull it up again?
No, I'll pull it up. Keep going, Carson.
Okay. I wasn't really surprised yesterday, though, because Anderson versus Gonsolin. Anderson is better. Today, I wasn't surprised either. Right?
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Just keep my bad. Talking about yesterday.
Okay. Okay. Safe for now.
Are you done? All right. I thought the Dodgers would win until Kershaw was scratched, and that changed everything. We're going to talk about Kershaw and his quote, injury, back spasms, that supposedly better 2 days later. So I wasn't surprised once Kershaw got scratched. I thought the Braves were going to win, but I thought the Dodgers would win if Kershaw pitched because he's going to do good without the fans. So that pretty much sums up that one. Game three today, the Dodgers just shit all over them. What was it, 11 in the first? 11?
Yes, 10 plus runs in the first inning for the second year in a row.
Kyle Wright, just a straight up disappearing act today. Just couldn't find him.
He's a magician.
Or maybe that was him. Maybe he's just that fucking bad. Maybe it wasn't him.
Can we tell the audience about his ERA?
Yeah, it's my turn though, Jaime. I'm gonna get to you.
Thank you.
All right, so I'll pose this question, answer the question, and then you can talk about whatever the hell you want. So after today's game, do you give the advantage to the Dodgers in this series or the Braves, even though the Braves are up 2-1?
Didn't we talk about this already?
No. No, we didn't. Jaime.
I swear we talked about
the advantage to the Braves.
I swear we talked about this last episode. Okay, then I'll...
Was it 2-1 after? Was the series 2-1?
Fine, let me go for it. Fine, let me go for it. We all said this in the last episode, but like we expected this.
What?
Let me keep going. Okay?
Yeah, fucking talk.
Okay, we all said that after Anderson and Fried, that like is going to go all downhill, especially their pitching. Guess what? We were right. I'm just going to say this right now. I think the only thing I have to say, the game was...
No, I was the first one to say that.
We all copy each other, I guess, whatever Mason says.
Yeah, but none of us thought the Braves would take a 2-0 lead, okay? And this is my point. It's 2-1.
They almost blew it.
Do the Braves have the advantage or do the Dodgers have the
advantage? Their bullpen turns out... Like, what happened to their bullpen, especially that game on the 8-7, game two? People are more focusing on that catch the bullpen pitcher made than their bullpen nearly falling apart.
Manson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More people pay attention to that catch than, you know, the bullpen actually falling apart. Okay, I was just saying right now. Kyle Wright has a year A. A nearly.
Great job answering the fucking question, honey. Who has the advantage, the Braves or the Dodgers? Even though it's 2-1, who has the advantage?
I would say the Dodgers, because Kershaw still has to come up, and Buehler has yet to pitch, right?
No.
Remember the tightest pants you've ever seen?
I took a cookie, then I just, like, forgot everything. But they probably win tomorrow. The Dodgers probably win tomorrow. They probably do have the advantage. That's all I have to say.
So you can talk about Kyle Wright now if you'd like.
Yeah.
Now that you actually answered the question.
Should we all make fun of him or what?
I'll just let Mason, and then we can all make fun of him. Mason, who has the advantage?
I got the Dodgers with the advantage because I had the prediction that after Anderson, the Braves pitching would go downhill, and it's showing up so far. I think it'll continue as long as the Dodgers batters learn how to hit like they did today. So I think they can keep up the momentum.
I'd say it was more like walked off the edge of a cliff than went downhill, but
it's more like nuclear winter, actually.
All right, Carson, your turn. You know the question, I hope. Advantage Braves or advantage Dodgers?
Hear you again. Can you repeat it?
Advantage Braves or advantage Dodgers?
Is it bad that I can't hear it again? Because,
bro.
Okay, do the. I got it. Do the Braves have the advantage, or do the Dodgers have the advantage?
Who's pitching tomorrow for
Kershaw and Wilson?
I feel like the Dodgers have a slight advantage because I don't even know who Wilson is, but I don't think he's good.
Me neither. Let me look it up.
I think he had like a 5 ERA when I looked at his.
So you think the Dodgers have the advantage? Okay. I think I'll agree there because Kershaw is going to rewrite his postseason struggles. He's going to pitch great. Poor Jaime. He's probably going to be sad about that. Likes to hate on Kershaw. So that will happen. And Jaime, you want to talk about Kyle Wright, so go ahead.
Yeah, he's awful. He probably took a weed cookie before pitching today. Probably has his eyes gouged out, couldn't even see the ball.
Probably like
Mark or his catcher. yeah, that's all to say. The insults department's not really there today.
All right. Anything else anybody wants to say about the Braves and the Dodgers before we move on?
Wait, so for the pitcher for the Braves tomorrow, he has 6 starts, and his ERA is 4.02, and his WHIP is 1.72. So, yeah.
Mm. Yep, Dodgers by 10. So that's Braves Dodgers. We'll talk about a little more about game 4 later in the show. But now we're going to move on to the Rays and the Astros. Game 3 where the Rays took a 3-0 lead. Let's see, who was on the mound for the Astros? Urquidy, I think, yesterday. Urquidy and was it Yarbrough yesterday? I don't fucking remember. I think it was Urquidy and Yarbrough yesterday.
Yarbrough, yeah.
But the Astros basically, I really think any of these games could have gone the Astros' way, but Altuve, that short fuck, fucked it up.
Again.
So. He has been hitting well, though. Hitting back to his MVP self. So,
though, I would have put him at DH.
I was thinking that too. I was like, why don't they put him at DH?
Well, it didn't hurt them today, so I'll
thank God
Baker because he played decent today. So, I think the advantage question doesn't work for this series because. The Rays obviously have the advantage, but I'm sure. I'll just ask. Were you surprised that the Rays ended up taking a 3-0 lead, even though we all won the series, Jaime?
No.
I'm surprised. Okay, go ahead. Elaborate further, please.
The Rays are just a better team. That's all. Like we all predicted that they were going to win.
We didn't think they would go up 3-0.
I'm just hoping that tomorrow Altuve, shout out to my boy Altuve. His apology was shorter than him. uh, I'm not surprised that they took a 3-1 lead or 3-0 lead. They're the better team. Better pitching, better – I said this in the last episode. They have a really good defense. And it showed today again. I think they're probably – maybe the Astros will win tomorrow. I did say that I think the Rays would win in 6. So I'm going to say by that.
So, but you – quit bullshit, me. You did not expect the Rays to take a 3-0 lead.
3-0 lead? I said they're winning 6.
But you didn't expect them to take a 3-0 lead.
I don't think anyone did. I expect them to get 2-0, the Nationals would win, then they would go 3-1.
So, you kind of lied when you answered the question, but you do you,
Hines. I just don't. I just want to die right now.
I'll pose that same question to Mason. God damn.
No.
Wait, so you thought the Rays would take a 3-0 lead?
No, I didn't.
I don't think anyone did.
The question was, were you surprised to see him take the 3-0 lead?
No.
In that case, yeah. Yeah, I was.
Shut up, Jaime, God.
I was surprised to see him go up 3-0, but I knew that they wouldn't sweep. Because Glasnow is not Glasnow today.
He hasn't been Glasnow all year.
What was last start, idiot?
One start?
Yeah. He pitched on like 2 days rest against the Yankees, went like 3 innings or something like that, and they didn't hit off of him.
Okay, and?
So I don't know why you are shitting on Glasnow. It's really stupid, but
Arise the rain you are again. The hot take. Good God, man. Who's going to stop this guy?
The Astros?
He hit a home run off him.
No, this is how they're going to stop him. If they can't pitch around him, they just pitch at him, at his head. Boom.
Dude. Damn it.
Oh God. All right, so that's let's see, what were we talking about? Game 3. Okay, Carson, were you surprised to see the Astros go down 3-0 yesterday?
As much as I personally like the Astros. I'm not a fan of them or anything, but I wasn't surprised though.
Please explain why.
You thought the Rays would take a 3-0 lead over the Astros. Did you think coming into this series the Rays would take a 3-0 lead?
I didn't see a
3-0
lead, but I saw like them.
What the fuck? You guys not understand?
I feel like I did this just to piss you off.
If you didn't expect it, then you're fucking surprised.
Zayden, calm down.
Okay, so we all did not expect it, so we're all surprised. I'll pick that up. Now we're going to talk about game fucking 4. Astros won 4-3. Close game. Like Mason said, Arose Arena, the best player in baseball, homer again.
I didn't say that.
Well, I did, so.
Okay, well, then don't say I said it.
Well, I said, like Mason said, he homered. And then I said the best player in baseball. But
yeah, but you said, but you never specified.
Altuve homer, on fire. Springer had another postseason homer, an absolute tank. I heard something on the broadcast that this was the first time in the American League playoffs this year that both starters went 6 innings. So pitching's been stellar in the AL so far in the postseason.
Except for Shane Bieber.
That was sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
couldn't pick up on that. But I guess, so game 4, just fucking talk. Just say something. Tell me
for the NLCS.
Yeah. We already talked about the NLCS.
Okay.
Did we even talk about how the Dodgers scored 11 runs in the first inning?
Yeah, we made fun of Kyle Wright.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about like the Dodgers that game.
Yeah, let's skip on it.
15 runs the first inning.
Okay, I mean, we're going to get back to that fucking series. We're going to talk about it more, so I guess we can bring it up then. But, Jaime, can you talk about the Rays and the Astros game 4, the one that was just played?
Oh, that game. Yeah, I didn't watch it.
I can't, dude.
But Glasnow wasn't Glasnow, and okay. Greinke was Greinke. And Rosarena hit a home run, like Mason said. Best player in baseball.
Greinke wasn't Greinke because Greinke pitched good, and he doesn't do that in the postseason. He's a former D-back.
I mean, he did go with the Dodgers, but then Jacob deGrom was like, no.
So, Greinke wasn't Greinke tonight.
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
he did a good
that
game.
Was wrong. No. He doesn't do that in the postseason.
Yeah, with the Dodgers.
It's not Greinke if he usually doesn't do it.
But yeah, good game. And Greinke's a good pitcher.
Moving on.
Yeah, Mason, your turn.
Please, wait, man. Please.
Moving on. Oh, wait. What? Okay, game 4. The one that was just played.
I already talked about that one.
No. Yeah, you said Rosarena homer. That's
he did hit
said,
a homer, though.
And I said Glasnow wasn't Glasnow.
And Greinke was Greinke.
Greinke wasn't Greinke.
All right. Carson, you can talk about that game now.
Just copy us, Carson.
Sorry, I'm kind of pissed because I keep getting comments on my posts. I'm not even getting interrupted. I just don't like it.
We'll talk about it later, okay. Carson, in this episode.
Anyways. Greinke seemed normal and like usual, like what he said. Wasn't Glasnow and. In.
This podcast staff.
That's really all I have to say.
This podcast is just, yeah. Oh my god.
This is a goddamn shit show.
Like the Oakland Athletics.
So that wraps up the playoffs.
What a trash prediction. We don't talk about the Dodgers, though.
What prediction are you
talking about? Talk about the never mind, we'll do that later.
Are we still gonna do
predictions or previews?
Yeah, we're gonna do predictions of the games of the two games.
Next tomorrow. Up, predictions.
Let's Will you shut the fuck up, man? You're pissing me the fuck off. God damn it. Okay, so I guess now we're going to talk about the scheduling because Jaime keeps...
We're all complaining about it. You're the one defending it.
Except for the one who understands business, so... well, I think it's good for this episode that we actually debate a little. Instead of just saying shit and then not...
Well, I'll probably go bully you right here.
So, you three are going to talk about it, and then I'm going to tell you why you all...
Okay, should we explain it first, though? Then we bring up our points?
What do you... Yeah, so just explain your view, and then I'll tell you my view, and then we'll talk about it.
Well,
so,
let's keep it simple. The scheduling has been awful. They're having teams in the East play, like... late at night. Actually, Carson, what time did the Rays start playing today for you?
I started playing at like 9, which was right around when my parents went to bed. So, yeah, you can tell that's late.
The hell goes to bed at 9?
So, for some reason, teams in the East are playing at extremely late times, and teams in the West are playing like when school is in. Instead of the other way around.
For me, like teams like the Astros and Athletics would play at like 8:40, and the latest would be like 10 o'clock for me during the normal season.
So this is normal for you, like just like for a regular game?
Yeah, I actually enjoy watching late night games because I get to fall asleep to them.
Imagine if they fall asleep to the
Mets. What if you fall asleep in the bottom of the ninth base is loaded?
Oh, okay. Oh, the Mets are usually background noise.
Mets are gonna lose already, so he just falls asleep.
I mean, like, if you're talking about regular season, of course, like, that would be fine. But these are playoffs, like, where, like, you're supposed to, like, push it out.
Watch them.
All right, I mean, I thought you were going to talk about, like, the weekend schedule.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah. I think me and Mason complained about it. There's no games during the weekends, not even on a Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, explain your point, Zayden.
Oh, I thought I was going to let
Mason. Fine, you want to let them go?
Yeah, that was the plan. Hey. Man,
sorry. Let them go.
All right, Mason, now it's your turn.
Well, they need, if they're going to not have games on the weekend, then they need to at least make the games during the weekdays, late games, so that people can actually watch them when they're out of school or off work. Like, it just doesn't make sense what they're doing.
Wait, let me say this real quick. The Dodgers game for me started at 3. For me, that's like... That's still during school. It should be like at 4, or maybe like 5 at the latest, not 3.
Well, I think the bullshit part is how they got the East.
That's what I'm saying.
In the bubble, so like they'll play later out West because you know it's West.
I don't know why they're playing over there in the first place, but.
But yeah, I would imagine that's because they don't want American League teams in their own ballpark.
No one's going there. Is anyone even going to the...
Maybe they should have the fucking bubble in, like, the NL East or something. Or...
For the
AL. They shouldn't be out West. I agree. So, yeah, obviously... They should play earlier, so the old people who love baseball... aren't stuck fucking staying up all night and fucking.
The rain theory is probably somewhere like Chicago or something like that, like somewhere over there.
Yeah, that's where. Weren't they discussing having it in Chicago or something? Pretty sure they were, but.
But Manfred sucks.
Well, yeah, we can all agree.
For another time.
But Carson. Carson, it's your turn.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? I was too busy reading my comment section.
We're talking about the scheduling.
Because every time they put on, like, the East Coast games right now, I'll always be, like, going to bed, which is, like, the most entertaining ones to me.
You went to bed at, like, 5 a.m. the other day. What the hell are you talking about?
No, last night I went to bed at 11.
Well, the other night you were up to like 5 a.m.
What a goddamn pussy. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Just fucking kidding. Okay. Just keep going, Carson. Goddamn.
Yeah, but yeah, I do agree. The schedule is unfair.
All right. So I agree with the times. But the MLB is a business.
You take one business obviously class, it's about and you fun. Think you know everything about business.
Wow, Zane, you're just like me. You're just like me.
But you guys shut the fuck up, and I'll explain, because obviously you guys don't fucking understand that ratings mean fucking money, and they're going to get less ratings on the weekend because there's football. And I like baseball more than football. But it gets more ratings, and it will. You see what it fucking like. You see the fucking ratings comparison between football and everything else.
The only comparison I seen was to the NBA finals and like Monday night. That's it.
Yeah, but look at football and literally any other sport, and it blows it out of the water.
Okay, well, what about for Saturday though?
They're already losing money anyway. Had no fans up and come out.
It doesn't have to market the game to the the young people.
Yeah, exactly. So they should maximize their profits. But the game times are bullshit. I agree there.
Oh, okay. Let's see. The teams are still in the playoffs. Okay, the Braves. No one cares about the Falcons right now. The Falcons are awful. The Houston Texans. The Houston Texans are a bunch of hacks because of their GM. I know this is a baseball podcast, but let's get this through right now. The only team I would understand for the Rays because they got Tom Brady. And the Dodgers. Okay. Who cares about the Chargers and the Rams?
This is a baseball.
I said that.
Let's break down every fucking NFL.
Like, who cares about the other teams except for the Buccaneers?
Yeah, but the baseball fans, because it's not just all of the teams fans who watch the games. Are we a fan of any of the teams left in here? No. Do we watch the games? Yes. Well, except for Jaime tonight. So
I watched a Dodger game.
But the game times are better tomorrow. I think the Astros and A's
play. Let me check out, I guess.
I think they should play. No, they play at 5. They play at 5. That's, like, perfect. And the Dodgers play
at 8. The Astros play at 5 Eastern time. Isn't that – wait, never mind, no. That's five for you. Okay, that's 5 for you guys. And over here, it's 8 p.m., so that's somewhere – I have no idea what the times are.
What? It's pretty simple. We're 3 hours ahead.
Oh, shoot. Having a brain fart right now.
The hell?
That brownie was strong.
And another problem is not putting the fucking games on regular like cable. Like for Fox, they put it on FS1. Like they should just put it on Fox. I mean, you'll make more money. Wait. Okay, we can keep going. On Fox, you'll make more money because more people will watch it. But do you understand what I'm saying about football?
Not really. Because no one in those cities actually care about them.
Yes. People care about
people football. In Los Angeles do not care. Los Angelinos don't care about football unless they're the Raiders.
A regular NFL Sunday night game almost outdoes
the games would have been in the middle of the day anyways.
Yeah, but there's fucking and then there's like 100 fucking NFL games on. So times are bullshit, like I said, but everything else I guess I can defend, even though Manfred is a dumbass. So that's what I got to say. Anybody else got anything else to say?
Yes, Manfred equals clown.
We've established that.
He's,
we're going to reinforce the fact that Manfred is a clown. We're going to, like, shove it in your head. Shove in your head over and over.
Me in the chat said, right, let's just do an episode where we shit on Manfred. And then Mason said, let's just do one where we shit on the D-backs.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I'll be fine to do on the D-backs.
So, do we have anything else to fucking talk about? Because we're only at like,
yeah. 30. Well, I said we told Carson that he could explain cancel Bartolo.
Yes, it's fucking cancel Bartolo hour episode.
Right, cancel Bartolo thing that Carson wanted to talk about it the other day or something. Let's see. Hold on. I got a fucking. I think it was okay. It's a JT question about. It's basically a prediction. Even though we're gonna do this in the off season, Carson wanted to talk about it. So, and we need something to talk about. Who is the favorite for JT Real Muto?
Real Mets.
Could you elaborate and not sound like a dipshit?
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's because Steve Cohen is willing to spend money. And plus, they need a catcher because their current catcher is a skeleton right now.
Okay, the real question is here: Will anybody not say the Mets?
The Mets. Your turn. I don't know who else.
Actually, I think we're gonna talk what we can debate about for JT.
The Mets are gonna
are the second Mets, best team.
Shut the hell up.
Fuck you too.
The Mets are gonna overpay for Real Muto, so I think they're gonna get him.
Wait, well, I got a question for you guys, actually.
All right. Well, can Carson talk about JT?
Sure. Then I'll ask a question.
All right, Carson.
Well, JT, I feel like the Mets, as much as I hate to say it, are going to overpay for him because that's what we do. It's not even in just contract. We overpay. We overpaid for Cano in the trade. We overpaid for Mariznick in the trade. But anyways, yeah, I think if he doesn't sign the Mets, it's either the Nationals or Astros that sign him. Astros, because he's from Oklahoma, and he's looking at somewhere close to his home.
Huh?
Astros,
no, it's because no, he said that he's looking at a Texas team, or like in Houston, because the... I'm not an Astros fan.
Are the Rangers a possibility where you can go to?
I mean, they were going after Rendon last offseason, so...
Alright.
I think the Rangers are probably going to get a big free agent either this year or next year.
$30 million for JT?
That's probably what the Mets are going to do.
Oh, yeah.
The Yankees have a chance because
Gary Sanchez hasn't been good since, like, 2017.
Honestly, he should just be DFA'd at this point.
He should be executed on the side of the road.
D-back should trade for him. He's fitting perfectly.
God, yeah.
Damn. I think he would.
All right, Jaime. Jaime, ask
your question. So this is a debate on a Mets, not a Mets page, on a MLB stats page, one of those analytic losers. They asked that if JT deserves a $20 million contract.
$20 million.
I'm gonna say no because so far no catcher's got it. But JT said he wants a record-breaking contract.
Well, he's 30 years old and he's a catcher, so you have to think about that. Like look at remember Joe Mauer's contract.
Yeah, because
how did that pan out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think for the whole offseason thing, I think it's interesting to talk about another time. But like, so for somehow general managers are starting to realize not to give 10-year contracts to like guys who are nearly 30. Because yeah, you said they don't want Joe Mauer or like a Jacoby's Elberry's like situation or Jacoby Els. God dang it!
How'd you say
Jacoby Elsbury?
Oh, I thought you.
You blow me, Elsbury. But do you guys think he deserves $20 million or no?
Maybe.
Like,
as an AAV, $20 million, maybe.
This is a tough question.
I mean, maybe $20 million. I just don't know how many years.
But he's definitely gonna be overpaid for.
What the fuck 40. Did Grandall get? Was it
four or something? 74.
So he got like 18. Well, I think the White Sox overpaid a little.
I'm gonna predict that he's just gonna get like his annual salary is probably gonna be something like maybe somewhere over 22, but of course there's gonna be teams that overpay for him.
He definitely is gonna get
over 22. I would say definitely over 22. But like, what's the biggest contract up to this point for a catcher? Is it Posey?
I don't know. You're going to have to do
research. Yeah, I got it right here. The average salary, well, I'm not sure if it's the biggest contract, but Posey nearly got $20 million per year. So it probably is the biggest contract so far. There's definitely going to be teams that are overpaid for him. How much do you think the Mets are going to give to Real Muto, Carson?
Probably like $125 million for 4 years.
Maybe $50 million per year.
Yeah, I doubt we get him.
Good God.
Actually, but what team's he catching, though?
I said I doubt we'll get him. I feel like it's going to – remember how people said the Angels were going to get Cole, but that didn't happen? That's what I feel like it's going to happen with –
They won't. The Angels.
The Angels are fucking.
The Angels went full desperation and got Rendon.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why they're getting these big contracts like Rendon when they could like spread their money elsewhere.
Remember when they signed Cozart?
They need to go after.
God. Remember Pujols and Hamilton from the Rangers? Those are so bad. Justin Upton.
Andrelton Simmons is making a lot, too.
But isn't he good, though?
Yeah.
Is it Simmons a free agent or something?
Justin Upton's getting overpaid.
Didn't you say he was like a top center fielder in the American League, Mason, on your popular page? Upton.
No. He's not even a center fielder.
Oh, well, what position did he play again? I forgot.
I think left.
Right? I thought he played right.
Pretty sure he's left.
He is a left fielder.
Yeah, you're joking. They have Adele right.
Yeah. If Adele, I just think it's funny how he tried to catch two balls this year that bounced off his glove and went over the wall for a home run twice.
Imagine doing a Jose Canseco thing twice.
As a rookie.
I remember when I first saw that clip with Joe Adele dropping the ball, like the ball bouncing out of the glove. I got so mad.
Yeah, you mentioned that in the group chat.
Yeah, it was a joke. Okay, so we're going to move on to the last topic.
Yeah. That wraps up JT topic. So this is going to be quick right here.
Hashtag
game.
No.
Very important game. Will you shut the fuck up? Two very important games tomorrow. And we're going to predict them. We're going to start with the Rays and the Astros. Okay. I don't even know the fucking pitching matchup.
Wait, I got it right here. So tomorrow for the Dodgers is Kershaw and Wilson.
We've already talked about that, honey. We're talking about the Rays and the Astros.
Oh, do you guys hear that?
All right. We got to do this shit.
Yeah, sorry.
Shit. Yeah.
I don't even think they've.
Yeah, they have. They haven't. Yet, have they have not. Can we predict though?
All right. So, yes, we have to fucking predict. I got the Astros winning. In low scoring, 4-1. Jaime, go ahead.
Oh, God dang it!
Will you?
Sorry, you guys don't hear that.
Oh, we hear it.
Shut up. Okay, hopefully it's good now. Okay.
Can you just give your prediction so we can get the fuck out of here?
Calm down. No one's gonna kill you.
All right, we'll just do both of them at once. I got Dodgers. Dodgers 5-1, Astros 4-1. Jaime, go ahead.
I'm gonna say the Astros are gonna win. The Rays are gonna win and win the pennant.
All right.
I would say 6-1.
All right. You are not good at this predicting thing. You are.
Well, who's pitching tomorrow for the simple Astros? Is it Valdez or what?
We don't know, Jaime. So you got to make a blind prediction right here.
Let's say that.
You already picked the Rays, so pick the Braves and the Dodgers.
Okay. Now that there's an actual crowd in Globe Life, maybe Kershaw will actually choke.
God damn. All right.
I'm gonna say, I don't know, 4-3. Braves.
What the fuck? The question we asked earlier in the show was, who has the advantage, the Braves or the Dodgers? Jaime goes, the Dodgers. And now he picks the Braves to take a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, Wilson's going to outduel Kershaw.
So, just Mason, make it quick. We already know Jaime is not in the podcast today. He's
fucking.
All right, Carson. We'll go Carson first. We'll go Carson.
I predict
Carson.
Carson. I feel like Rays 4-2.
What the hell, man.
And Dodgers,
last time I remember, Braves, I said it was going to be a one-run game, and I got it right. I just didn't get the score right.
Mm-hmm. So, pick the game. Carson, pick the game.
Did you say pick the game?
Yeah. Who wins?
Yo, the game, dude. I'm serious.
God damn it.
Carson! All right, Carson.
Carson said 3-2. Carson said 3-2. He said 3-2.
Carson has the Dodgers winning the game. Carson has the
he said 3-2.
Winning the game tomorrow. I'll pick it up. All right, what's your final score tomorrow, Carson? All right. We're going to go to Mason, and then we're going to end
man,
the podcast.
Man, effing Down syndrome.
Make it quick.
I got the Astros 3-2, and the Dodgers 5-2.
Mason, leave.
All right, and those are our predictions. Thank you for listening to the MVP.
Wait, should we talk about hashtag cancel Bartolo?
Cancel Bartolo. The man is a prick.
Hashtag cancel Bartolo.
Has two families. Doesn't pay child support. Does PEDs. Overrated.
No. Me and Bartolo have two similar things. Podcast. We're fat.